Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. St. Peter Lutheran Church, as a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. The school, under the leadership of Principal Rhonda Reimers, strives to allow the children of this community to grow in their relationship with God as they grow physically, emotionally, and academically. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. First reading for today, the sixth Sunday of Easter, is Acts 17, verses 16 through 31. It recounts part of Paul's second missionary journey, during which he went to Athens ahead of Silas and Timothy. It was important as a seaport, as well as a Greek cultural center. Paul studied under Gamaliel, the most well-known rabbi of the first century. Greek influence permeated the education and culture of the Mediterranean region. The quotations by Paul of Greek poets were undoubtedly learned under Gamaliel and came from 600 and 300 years before Paul's time.
A reading from the 17th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. While Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him, and some said, "What does this babbler wish to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities, because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection." And they took hold of him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. For we are indeed his offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
The world against me rages, his glory I disdain. Though bitter war it wages, his word is all in vain. My heart from care is free, no trouble troubles me, misfortune now.
As with last week's gospel reading, we return to a time shortly before the arrest, trial, crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. This account from John 14, verses 15 to 21, is a continuation of his words of comfort to his disciples. It is followed by a choral setting of, "Forth in the peace of Christ we go."
A reading from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him."
Thank you.
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus, going forth in His peace. Multiple opportunities are offered weekly to receive God's love and peace in Jesus through Word and Sacrament ministry. Weekly worship services are held on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock and Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Sunday school and Bible study for all ages meet at 10:15 on Sunday mornings, along with various small group Bible studies, which meet throughout the week. A study entitled Christianity and the Lutheran Tradition is being led by Pastor Speckert each Sunday morning at 10:15. This study is for those who have been longtime members of the church and those who may be interested in finding out more about the Lutheran faith. A wonderful opportunity for the children of St. Peter to praise God with their voices and their wiggles will take place on Thursday, May 18th, from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. A kid-friendly meal will be provided at this gathering entitled Joyful Noise. For more information on any of these activities and many more, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. We are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. May God's love always be with you.